These days, heaven has touched us.
Ngalezi nsuku izulu lisithintile.
Heaven came down and called its ambassador back to itself.
Izulu liyelehla lazolanda lowo obeyinxusa ukuba buyele manje kulo uqobo lwalo.
This ambassador was faithful and steadfast in every wind.
Lelinxusa belethembekile limile libambelele kuzo zonke ivunguvungu ezake zafika.
In opposition and separation, he fearlessly and courageously abode in the love of his Lord.
Ekhlukaneni nase donsaneni uyale kuyale kodwa yena wama einxusa ebambelele kokaNkulunkulu.
Today we honor a pillar of the faith.
Namhlanje siyahlonipha sibonga lensika yokholwa.
And we as a younger generation.
Thina ke esiyisizukulwane esisha esincane.
It's our desire to accomplish and do more than what he did.
Kuyisifiso sethu ukuba sifeze noma futhi senze okungaphezulu kwalokho bona bafinyelele khona.
And this service today is also an encouragement and a call. If you have failed in the past, may his going into the grave be your rising up out of the grave.
Lenkonzo futhi izovusa nokuvuselela labo mhlawumbe ongenzeka ukuthi inyawo ziye zashelela endleleni ukuba uvuselele uvuke kanye futhi ukwehla kwebhokisi lakhe lesihlela ethuneni kuba ukuvuswa kwakho nomphefumulo wakho.
I'd like to ask Peter Dahl, who is a brother-in-law, to please come and welcome and open and pray.
Ngicela ukuba ngicela umfethu Peter Dahl ongu umfo wabo kamakoti wakhe ukuba zosamukela futhi bese evula ngumthandazo.
Today we'd like to extend a warm welcome to everyone who is present here today.
Namhlanje sithanda ukuthi samukele ilona lowo okhona la kanye nathi namhlanje.
We'd like to thank each and every one for coming to be with my sister Jenny and the whole family.
Ngicela ukuthi ngibonge ilona lowo ofikile ukuba zoba kanye nodade wethu.
Our loss today is his gain.
Ukulahlekelwa kwethu thina namhlanje kuzuza kwakhe.
And I just like to in particular welcome Reverend Stegan, who due to circumstances can't be with us in person, but he is with us in spirit.
Ithando okuqala ukuthi ngimukele ubaba umfundisi ongakwazi ukuthi ngokwenyama bekhona la kodwa kanye nathi ngomoya.
Well, to welcome everybody is not an easy job because Ernie's life, Mr. Engelbrecht's life, touched many people far and wide.
Ukumukela abantu kuyinto enzima kakhulu. Ngoba impilo kababa uEni ibithinta impilo zabantu abahlukeneyo
abaseduze nabakude. But thank you to everybody who laid aside whatever else they had this day to come and to be with us here.
Kodwa sithanda ukubonga kakhulu kuyilona lo oshiye phansi ukuba matasa kwakhe ngabe ngakwenza ngokuthi ezoba kanye nathi lapha.
The Engelbrecht family, the Dahl family, the Tedders, the Stegens, and it goes on and on.
Iyo ke imndeni lena ebebalulwa la, umndeni wakaDahl, umndeni wakaStegeni, Tedders, nabanye njoba bephawuliwe, iyo lena ebalulwayo eyamukelekayo.
I don't want you to go on naming anymore because I'll run into trouble because there are so many of the in-laws and families connected, but we welcome them all.
Ngizocela ukuthi ngimelanga ukubalula abantu ngokuthi ubani nobani ngoba baningi kakhulu kukhona abanye abaxhumile ngokuzalana madodakazi aganile madodana kanjalo kusho ukuthi
and then also to those that couldn't be present here in our country and abroad, we also would like to welcome them who perhaps are with us together watching the service on live stream.
Kulabo ke abangekho lana ezweni lakithi bekwamanye amazwe bethamelele inkonzo besithamele ngelakwe live streaming.
And also the extended families in the Lord, whether it's here or in other countries.
Futhi ke nomndeni ke umndeni omkhulu kangaka wasevangelini abaningi abangekho la bakhona la ezweni lakithi nasemazweni aphesheya.
Think of those from Wartburg where the family spent many of their years.
Ngabanga ngabase Wartburg lapho lomndeni uhlala iminyaka eminingi khona.
And also to the Swyman congregation where the family was so active and even till today.
Nale abase Swyman lapho ubaba nomndeni wonke bebebhizi belekelela ngakhona kuze kube namhlanje.
Now, before I say a prayer, I just want to add something on a more personal note.
Ngingaka thandazi, kukhona nami okusenhlizweni yami okusuka kimi nje engithanda ukuthi ngikuphalule.
On behalf of Esther and myself, I'd just like to say a special thank you to my brother-in-law and his wife and family for all that they've meant to us and been to us and done for us over the years.
Lokho kusuka kimi ke mina nowakwami Esther sithanda ukuba sibongele kakhulu kumndeni wa Engelbrecht ngalokho ababe yikhona kuthina ngokusiza kwabo ngezindlela eziningi.
And if I might just also add that as Ian has said, He is one of those who was a pillar amongst us, and I just wanted to add to that that we are so glad that Uncle Heino Stegen and my father-in-law, Uncle Joe Newlands, can also be present today.
Ube insika njoba sikese sasho ngaphambili, ube insika kakhulu, usizo kakhulu. Esibonga kakhulu futhi ukuthi nangu baba wasemthunzini nobaba wase Donnybrook Uncle Joe nabakhona la kulomncwabo siyabonga kakhulu.
So let us pray.
Asithandazeni.
Our Father, today is a day of sorrow and joyfulness all mixed together.
Nkulunkulu lolu suku kuusuku lokudabuka. Kanti khona lapho kukhona futhi nokujabula uhlangene konke.
Father, we'd like to just remember Auntie Jenny and her family, in particular at this time of their loss.
Nkosi sithanda kakhulu ukuba sikhumbule Auntie Jenny nomndeni wakhe kulesi sikhathi Nkosi sohanjelwa.
And Lord, as we start off the day and start off the program, we'd like to commit all into thy hands.
Njengoba Nkosi siqala lolu hlelo, siqala le nkonzo, sinikela konke Nkosi ezandleni zakho.
Lord, take whatever is done, whether it's in song or in the word, whatever, Lord, we pray that all will bring honor and glory to thy name.
Sicela Nkosi ukuthi konke okuzokwenziwa, ngaba inkulumo, ngaba ukucula, konke makulethe udumo kwegameni lakho.
Continue with us, Lord, and may this day be a special one, in spite of it being the funeral, a funeral service.
Kwangathi Nkosi lolu suku ngaba usuku olunomahluko, yize Nkosi sihlangene ngokuthi kumngcwabo.
We ask all this, Lord, for thy name's sake.
Sicela konke lokhu Nkosi ngenxa yegama lakho.
Amen.
Amen.
So thank you to Peter.
Asibonge lapha mfethu Peter.
Whenever you greeted Uncle Ernie.
Njalo ma ube uzobingelela ubaba Engelbrecht.
How are you?
Unjani?
His reply is always, I'm always well.
Impendulo yakhe ibizothi, how? Uyazi nje. Ngiyaphila.
One person questioned him about him always being thankful.
Omunye enokumbuza ngokuthi yini njalo ebe nalokhu kubonga njalo nje.
He said, just take 5 things in your life.
Wathi awuthathe nje izinto ezinhlanu empilweni yakho.
And thank God for those 5.
Bonga nje uNkulunkulu ngalezo zinto ezinhlanu nazo.
That's why I'm always thankful.
Ingakho ke nginokubonga njalo.
So that was Uncle Ernie, and may that too. We should never be depressed, dear Christian.
Bekuyimpilo kaBaba lena, kanjalo nathi ke maKristu athandekayo, akufanele sibe ngamaKristu acindezelekile.
He had a song that he would sing again and again. It's on your hymn sheet.
Ube neculo njalo ebelingasuki kuye abelicula njalo likhona lapha emaphepheni lawe sinawo.
He would sing it in the car, he would sing it when he's with others. How he would stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene.
Njalo belicula semotweni elicule noma ekuphi ukumangala ukuthi unjani lo Jesu wase Nazarene.
With the last verse he says, when with ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see.
Bese ivesi lokugcina lithi leyo nkazimulo yakhe nalokho okukhephuka kwenkazimulo yakhe ekugcineni ngiyokubona.
On Friday before he passed on,
ngolwesihlanu ngaphambi kokuba adlule emhlabeni,
he said to those around him,
wathi kulaba babeseduze kwakhe,
I am walking, and it is so light.
Wathi ngiyahamba ngizwa kulula.
He was in a wheelchair.
Ube sesihlalweni lesisihambayo.
And someone said, but Dad, are you dreaming? Did you have a dream?
No, oseduze kwakho wathi hawu baba, uyaphupha yini na? Sephusheni.
He experienced the walk that we read here before the Lord took him.
Wezo ukuhamba lokho esikhuluma ngakho la ngaphambi kwesikhathi ngaphambi kobadlule kulomhlaba.
Shall we ask one of the grandchildren who will play the piano and those that will help us from the front, and you can all join in singing this hymn.
I guess naba umzokulu uzoshaya ipiano lapha ya nabanye bazosilekelela bese sonke siyalicula ke leli culo.
You're welcome to stand up.
Sinasukuma.
Next on our item is something which, and someone who was very dear to Uncle Ernie's heart. In 1973, Uncle Ernie and Uncle Rolf and Tante Ursula, they lost their mother. And it was Mrs. Dube who said to Uncle Ernie, "Don't cry. I will be your mother."
Umama Dube, umama kaantu omkhulu, wathi kubona wathi kuyena Uncle Ernie, "Ungakhali. Mina sengizoba umama wakho."
So since that time, it's now almost 50 years.
Kusukela kuleso sikhathi, cishe manje iminyaka ilapha kwemashumi amahlanu.
Uncle Ernie's relationship with Bab Jablan Dube and Lydia Dube have been a brother-sister relationship.
Ubudlelwana kade benabo anti omkhulu no Bab Dube ubaba Engelbrecht. Bekubudlelwane umfo wabo nodadewabo.
She would refer to him as uButo Mdala.
Njalo anti omkhulu bezothi kena awu uButo Mdala.
So we'd like to give her an opportunity to share what's on her heart.
Sithanduba andomkhulu simnikeze ithuba lokubasho lokho kusinhlizweni yakhe.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ukuba asihlanganise ngalendlela.
We thank the Lord for bringing us together like this.
Ibingaba khona enye indlela engasihlanganisa kodwa wenza into enje kuhambe umfowethu la ukuze sonke sibe khona la.
The Lord could have done it any other way, but he saw it fit and chose to gather us all together as we have gathered together by the passing away of our brother.
Yena uma emthula phakathi kwethu lomfowethu na nezingane ezinye ukuthi lo mazini ukuthi uzoba uyena omdala inkosana bese kulandela wena Jabulani number 2 wena awuyona inkosana.
When my mother introduced him to us, to our family, he said, "You must always remember that," if I now just use my own words, "Uncle Early is the eldest in the family, and then only it's Baba Dube Jabulani. You are not the eldest. Uncle Ernie is the eldest."
What it is nage? Sesu Baba Zali Benuge. Nonge nazinje ntingabanda won.
"And we will be your parents. And remember, we are one family," she said.
Gobu beka lokambuma wag.
Because he really wept at the passing away of his mother.
Ongati umshaba kumnyame mhlabeni.
It was as if the world had come to an end.
Kodwa akugcinanga ngamazwi akhulunywa abazali bethu nangendlela besiphathana ngayo. Azange sicabane, azange futhi sibe nomoya wokuhlebana. Kodwa uma kukhona lapho edinga siqondisane khona, sikhulekile nje siyaqondisana.
And it didn't end just being words, hot air that was spoken. It was indeed like that. We were like a family and we had a harmonious relationship. We never had any arguments amongst one another. But if there was a need where one should correct another, we were open and free to do that, to correct one another.
Bengimthanda kakhulu yena ngoba ubengakwazi ukuhlala nento phakathi enhlizweni.
Now, he especially never allowed anything to remain in his heart. He would share it immediately. If ever there was anything that troubled him, he would say what it was and get it off his chest.
endle ememeza emahlathini ememeza emaphepheni ememeza ephi kodwa uma ezwe into utate wethu kunjena ngempela yini macha.
He didn't gossip. He didn't go and publish things all over. If he heard something that concerned him, he would come straight to the point and he would say, "Sister, this is what I heard. Is it truly like that or not?" When he, at the first time, came out of hospital, he came to the mission. And in fact, we invited him, saying, "The Lord saw that it's not yet your time to go, and please come and visit us at the mission, and come and rest."
Indlela esakhuluma ngayo sisizana noma ngabe kukhona omunye obethinteka lapho bekudinga konke kusolve khona la.
And then we had a wonderful conversation and we could speak about things and bring things out, and if anybody else was concerned in the matter that we spoke about, immediately that person would be called and we solved everything and sorted out everything. Not that we had anything against one another, but there were some others whom we had to help.
Now
I'd like to ask Auntie Jenny, we say Ntombi yase Goje.
Angakhali ukuthi ubaba ubaba akasekho.
Don't cry that Uncle Ernie is no longer there.
Ngoba ithina okudinga sisuke siye kuyena. Yena nangayiphutha ngeke afike kuthina.
Because now, from now on, he'll never come back. But what will actually happen is that we will leave and join him there where he is.
Futhi ingane ngiyifisela bodade bethu abancane ukuthi nibe munye ningavumi ukungena umuntu phakathi kwenu.
And to the children, be one. Don't allow anything or anyone to come in between you and separate you.
Straightforward.
I loved him for this. He was straightforward.
Straightforward.
He never beat about the bush, didn't go this way or that way. He was just straightforward. And then if you explained to him whatever he had a question about, then he said, "Thank you. I'm satisfied." And there's a lot that we helped each other with. And the way that he passed into eternity, I desire for myself to go in that way. Yes, he did have pain. But his pain never caused him to curse God. It never caused him to hold things against other people and say, "It's this person's fault or that person's fault that I'm like this." But always he would lift his eyes up and look above. And also I'd like to ask the sons-in-law of my younger sisters from the Engelbrecht family, don't now say because Uncle Ernie is no longer there that you no longer visit each other or spend time with one another.
ningaqala ukulwa ningabafaka abanye abantu phakathi umkhize nomhlonga kahlangani sesisho njalo ngesiZulu umkhize nomhlongo abahlangani
and don't allow anything to come in between or other people to come in between you and separate as we have a saying in isiZulu where we say umkhize nomhlongo they don't meet and they don't sit around the same fire
hambe endaweni right ukuthi uyoze ukuthi ngempela lento iyiqiniso yini
if anything is said about anybody go to the proper source and go and ask and find out there what is the truth
lokho kuyosenza njalo sibe munye
and that will help us to at all times be one
ngoba usathane unomona akafuni ukubona abantu abahlangene
Don't forget, Satan is jealous. He hates it when people live together in harmony and peace.
Futhuna manga uSathane ngisho abantu bakhona banamanga njengayo uSathane.
And nobody can lie and deceive as the devil can and hoodwink people and there are even those who follow Satan who do the same.
Ningahlukaniswa yilabo bantu.
Don't allow those people to separate you.
Nina niyazi nje ukuthi ufana nezinjani. Besihlangana thina nobhuti omdala. Uma kukhona into ayizwile, athi uyayazi thofosi lento na.
You know what you must do? How you just clear matters up out or clear matters up if there was anything that Uncle Ernie had heard about me or something like that, he would come and ask me, "I heard this about you. What actually happened? What's the truth?"
Bese ngimtshela ngithi rubbish indaba 1 2 3
and then I would tell him rubbish it's 1 2 and 3
athi ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu
and then he would say I thank God
ngiyacela nihlangane ngani
so please be one and be
one bokhanisindo nje bazoba khona bazofuna ukungena phakathi
because there are those that would love to bring about separation and division.
Ningimdene ehlukene ngenxa yokuhlebana nokukholwa into oyizwe phepheni noma oyizwa ngusibani bani kodwa ungaboni ukuthi uSathane uhlakaza umndeni.
There are many families today where there's division, separation due to listening to gossip stories and believing that or what's been published in the papers or whatever they believe it and it's divided them today they are scattered
nani bakhwenyana bangangena ngani
and you sons in law they may come in through you
ningamvumeli njalo uSathane
but don't allow the devil to do that
sizonibona masenhamba unyawo olunye sithi eyibuya lapha
and we will see that maybe if you're going a bit crooked oh yes there's something wrong
ngoba besikhuluma amaqiniso nisitshenana amaqiniso iqiniso liyasikhulula liyasikhulula iqiniso ngoba amanga ayambopha umuntu uyacindezeleka amanga
we would always be open with one another call a spade whatever it was and that's what helps people to retain their unity but if you listen to lies that's what's going to divide you
Ngiyabonga ngicela ukuxolisa manje bona ngiphuma khona umunye umhlangano ude ngiye kuwona
Now thank you for the opportunity that I could say a few words please do excuse me if you see me going out there's another meeting that I need to attend
Ifisa ma ukuthi konke kuhambe kahle wena madali ntombi yasengothi uhlale uyilento obuyona kubaba
So Auntie Jenny, may the Lord give you strength and be with you. Ma Dal, Tomase Koche, the Lord be with you.
Uncle Ernie took a service not so long ago.
Ubaba Sodbeck wa uthatha inkonzo esikhathi nesingeside kakhulu.
And he challenged, he said, "Do we believe we can stand before God as we are.
Waphosa inselelo ethi singakwazi yini ukuthi sime phambi kaNkulunkulu njengoba sinjalo na?
He said, Paul said, this is my gospel, but I say, this is Uncle Ernie, this is my gospel.
Yena uthi uPaul wathi leli ivangeli lami. UUncle Ernie yena uthi leli kuyivangeli lami futhi.
We want to ask Carl, he's one of the sons-in-law, to come forward and to share what's on his heart.
Zocela uCarl ukubeze ngaphambili ongumkhwenyana wenye madodakazi kababa kukhona azosicobelela khona.
He has taken Uncle Ernie and Auntie Jen in like his own parents.
Wathatha ubaba nomama wakhe njengabazali bakhe.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngaleli thuba.
Actually, I'm the least qualified.
Empeleni ngingonga fanele.
I'm the youngest son-in-law.
Ngingumkhwenyana omncane kunabanye.
And above that, I'm Afrikaans.
On top of that,
I'm Afrikaans, and on top of that, I'm a farmer. And farmers became farmers because the Lord knew that He can only speak to us through nature.
Unkosi yayazike ukuthi abalimi bangabalimi nje ngoba uNkulunkulu angakhuluma nabantu ngemvelo.
We need to be in nature, there where God is active every day.
Sidinga ke nathi ukuba sibe kuyimvelo lapho uNkulunkulu ematasatasa khona usuku nosuku.
And by seeing the plants grow and working the soil, the Lord speaks to you.
Ngesikhathi usebenza ngomhlabathi ubona itshalo zikhula. UNkulunkulu uyakhuluma nawe ngalokho.
Now, only last night I found out what is I'm actually supposed to do here.
Kusihlwa nje izolo kuyingaleso sikhathi lapho ngithole khona kahle ukuthi yini okufanele ngiyenze la.
I got a program and I read the English word, which I would not do now.
Ngabona uhlelo ngase ngifundi igama elithize lesiNgisi engezukwenza manje.
Because many times in the past, Dad and Mom had good laughs at me.
Esikhathini esedlule umama ube ngihleka manje.
Trying to speak English, and then the words I pronounce it wrong and it means totally a different thing.
Angihleke umama ngoba ngizama ukukhuluma isiNgisi ngibiza amagama ngendlela ephambene nje ebhekeceleni amagama esiNgisi.
So I asked Google and I saw, okay, this is the meaning of this word on the program.
Bese ngibuza ke umnumzane uGoogle ngimbuza ukuthi leli gama lichazani bese ngithola lapho ukuthi olibizwa kanje.
And what I understood there is that I must sing Dad's praises.
La engakuqonda ke lapho ukuthi kufanele ngimdumise. O noma ngisho izibongo zakhe.
To tell people what he has achieved and all the good things he has done.
Ngidlulisele kubantu ngibatshela ukuthi ikuphi okuhla kwenzileyo.
But I realized it's impossible.
Hey, kodwa ngabona hayi into engenawenzeka.
Because Dad's life speaks louder than any words.
Ngoba impilo kababa ikhuluma yedlula amagama onke umuntu angawakhuluma wena awasho.
And we don't want to praise men. We want to thank the Lord for his life.
Nokho ke asi thandu ukudumisa nje siphakamisa umuntu kodwa sifuna ukuyibonga inkosi ngempilo yakhe baba.
I got some help from people who gave me some information when he was born and where he was born.
Ngathola ulwazi kubantu abahlukahlukeneyo bengitshela ngokuthi ukhule kanjani, wazalelwapi.
But I realize coming here today, it's all irrelevant.
Ngase ngibona ukuthi ukuza la namhlanje konke ngathi akho.
I think if we just open our eyes and our ears, we will see and hear the testimonies of Dad's life.
Ngabona ukuthi uma umuntu evula amehlo akhe neindlebe, sizozwa ubufakazi ngempilo yakhe.
There is many things I can mention.
Kuningi engingakubalula.
Time will be too short.
Isikhathi sosuke sibe sifushane kakhulu.
The one thing maybe it's quickly coming up to me is that he always liked to sit in front when he came to the service.
Okunye okufika masishane nje kumina ukuthi njalo bethanda ukuthi afike ahlale la ebhentshini eliphambili enkonzweni.
And in the beginning for me as Afrikaner, that was a bit, hey, you always like to sit in the back and give other people the privilege sitting in front.
Ngimina ke njengomuntu okhule ongumAfrikaans, bengithanda ukuthi ngcono umuntu aqhamuke ngemumva, ahlale emumva, dinga anike abanye abantu ithuba lokuhlala phambili.
But Dad had nothing of that. He would walk upright. If there was a place open in front, he would come and sit there.
Kodwa ubaba kube ngenjalo yena, ubevele angene aqonde ngqo endaweni evulekile ephambili.
And then one day he said, I sit there because I want to hear the service.
Ngolunye usuku washo ukuthi ngihlala lapha ngoba ngifuna ukuzwa inkonzo.
And that reminded of me when I was at school.
Lokho kwangikhumbuza ngisise esikoleni.
When we walk into a classroom,
uma besifika eklasini,
in Afrikaans sê ons, jy mik vir daai agterste sitplek. You chase to get in the back of the room.
Eng ngokolimi lweAfrikaans bebethi ke ugiji ungena uphuthuma ukuyohlala endaweni esemva kunazo zonke.
Because you want to be naughty.
Ngoba ufuna ukuganga kahle lapha ngemuva ungabonwa umuntu.
Many teachers who knew my reputation when I walked into the back, sat in the back chair.
Othisha abaningi-ke abebengazi.
Before they start class, they would say, come, you, Snyman, come here, front.
Bebenele bangene eklasini, babuke lapha emuva bangibone, bese, woza we Snyman, woza, uzohlala la.
And one of them was my English teacher.
Omunye ke wabo wayemfundisa isiNgisi.
Yeah. So they this special verse, or many special verses, and the one was, my sheep hear my voice.
Elinye ke izwi noma ivesi ebeliyigugu eliyigugu enhlizweni yami lele lithi izimvu zami ziyalizwa iphimbo lami.
And that was his life, that he would listen and do.
Kwaba yiyo impilo yakhe ubaba leyo ukuthi ubelalela bese enza.
And he won't do anything if he haven't heard.
Bengeke enze lutho engezwanga.
In Afrikaans there's a saying, hoë bome kry die meeste wind. Tall trees gather the most wind.
Khona isisho ke ngeAfrikaans esithi isihlahla eside kunazo zonke isona esithola umoya omningi noma omkhulu.
Now that was a tall tree in that regard.
Ubaba ke kulolo hlangothi ngathi ube umuthi omkhulu noma omude.
And through his life he never, or he gathered his fair share of wind, and he never was shy to make a stand.
Ngokwempilo yakhe ke noma ebemude thola imimoya emningi emkhulu kodwa ubengenamahloni ngalokho akholwa yikho ubazi ukuthi umiphi.
He never tried to duck out or get the easy way, go the easy way.
Ubengazama ukuthi hayi aphunyuke kulokho ahlangana nakho noma athole indlela elula.
I remember one time there was a function here at the mission.
Ngiyakhumbula ngesinye isikhathi kwakhona umcimbi othize la emishini.
We got here and Dad was busy at the dining hall.
Kumatasatasa lapha endlini egumbini lokudlela.
Now, It was before he became my father-in-law.
Lapho ayebhizi lapho ke matasa khona kwakungaphambi kokuba abe ngumkhwe wami.
So at that stage he was Uncle Ernie to me.
Ngaleso sikhathi ke kumina wayo babu Ernie noma umalume Ernie.
And as a pure Afrikaner and think you've got good manners, you go to him or the person in charge and you ask him, what can I help with?
Ngoko indlela noma isiko ke lama Afrikaans uya kumuntu omdala noma lo lapho phethe kuleyo ndawo ubuze ukuthi khona ni la ngalekelela khona.
That replied and he said, open your eyes.
Wathi kubaba vula amehlo akho.
Now I must put my eyes on.
Njobe sezama ukuvula amehlo ke akhe.
Now for the critic, they will say, where's the love?
Omunye ke onokugxeka mhlawumbe ukuthiza ubengathi hawu uthando ke lukuphi ke kule nkulumo.
Isn't he too hard?
Ayi akasuka akakhulumi namazwi aqine kakhulu mayikhuluma kanje.
But there's a secret in this.
Kodwa ke ikhona imfihlakalo kulokho.
If you are prepared to sweat it out, to work shoulder to shoulder and go all the way.
Uma uzimisele ukulungele ukusebenzisana nomunye umuntu eduzane uhambe uqhubeke naye ibanga lonke.
And follow in your father's footsteps.
Ulandele ezinyathelweni zikababa wakho.
Then the bond will be an everlasting love.
Inhlanganyelo nobumbano phakathi kwenu kuyoqhubeka njalo kuze kube sekugcineni.
And a blessing for you and for others.
Kube isibusiso kuwe nakwabanye.
There is a quote that Dad sometimes quoted.
Kukhona inkulumo ecashunwayo eshiwoyo.
The quote is, when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Ithi ma indlela iqhubeka ngokuba nzima, ubunzima buyaqhubeka.
He liked to quote that quote.
Ube thandake ukucaphuna lawo mazwi.
And for myself, because I was in my previous life in a sinful, rotten state, I knew that there's even a pop song, a rock song containing those words.
Empilweni yami ke bengazi njengomuntu obephila impilo engalungile bengazi ukuthi emaculweni epop khona umculi ocaphuna lawo mazwi.
He was using it in a context that was miles apart from what Dad was using it.
Yena kuba bewasebenzisa lawo mazwi ngendlela ehlukile kakhulu kunala njengokusebenzisa kwabaculi.
And that's the thing today. We can use the same words, but the end result is miles apart.
Ngoba nanamhlanje ungawasebenzisa wona lawo mazwi kodwa umphumela wokuwasebenzisa wehlukane kakhulu.
I realized that when I was in the world, we sang that song late night with drink in our hands.
Ngakhumbula ngacabanga ukuthi lawo magama ayeculwa ebusuku abantu bewacule bephethe utshwala ezandleni zabo.
With a lot of noise around us and smoke.
Nomsindo omkhulu obazungezile nokubhema.
And the only sure thing that we knew that would happen is that we'll have a headache the next day.
Into obunesiqiniseko sayo ekwenzeni lokho nokuphila leyo mpilo egcineni ubwazi kahle ukuthi egcineni uzogcina uphethwe yikhanda.
But the way that Dad used those words.
Kodwa ngendlela abebasebenzisa ngayo lawo mazwi.
Together with other things like, give me the mountains.
Njengokunye abebekusho bethi nginike intaba.
We knew that he would press on regardless. Even if other people would fall on the wayside, and turn around, he would press on regardless.
Ube phikelela kena aqhubeke noma ngabe isimo sinjani, noma ngaba abanye bewa ngapha noma ngapha, kodwa yena ube phikelela aqhubeke qinisele.
And that was the meaning for death, the true meaning.
Bekuyona impilo yakhe ke leyo, uma uthanda ukumchaza yena, iyona impilo yakhe eqiniso leyo.
Many times we can say the same words.
Kaningi ungawasho wona lawo mazwi afanayo.
But the end result is the one that shows.
Kodwa umphumela yiwo obukhombisa ukuthi uqonde.
Or if it's just empty words, or if it's the real thing.
Noma ngabe bekwa amazwi nje mhlambe ayizange nalutho, noma ubusho into eyona yona ngempela.
Now I mentioned the dead was a tall tree.
Ngishiloke ngathi ubaba ube ngumthi omude.
In 2019 the winds was blowing.
Ngonyaka ka 2019 imimoya yayivunguza.
And many things, many winds came to dead.
Imimoya eminingi ibi yayivunguza ngempela.
And the one morning he greeted us. He walked past our table and Shalene and I were sitting there.
Ngolunye usuku ekuseni nje weza wasibingelela edlula etafuleni esasihleli kulo noShalene.
And I think it was on an email.
Ngicabanga ukuthi kwakhona i-email eyayifikile.
Some of the winds come through emails as well.
Ngoba eminye imimoya iqhamuka ngawo ama-email leyincwadi lezi ezithunyelwa computer.
And that's it. Put it down and he said, I can't keep myself busy with things like this.
Wathatha leyo ncwadi leyo wayibeka phezu kwetafula wathi angikwazi ukuhlala ngimatasatasa nezinto ezinjengalezi.
The Lord is telling me I must prepare myself to die.
Inkosi ingitshela ukuthi mina ngizilungiselele ukufa.
Thinking back, it became a true prophecy.
Mangicabanga leso sikhathi ke waba kwaba lokho njengesiprofetho esiyiqiniso.
Now every morning I would take my boots at work and I would put them on.
Njalo ekuseni bengivuka ngigqoke icathulo zami zokuyosebenza.
And the one morning I realized, well, I've got one, the left boot is a size 11 and the right boot is a size 10.
Ngolunye usuku ekuseni mangigqoka hawu ngapha esandleni sokunxele size 11 kulama boots ami, ngapha size 10.
I quickly realized, well, what happened. Dad and I, he's got the same boots. He's just a 11. I've got the size 10.
Ngase ngiphawula lapho ukuthi hayi mina no baba vele ama boots ethu ayafana. Ubaba yena u size 11, mina u size 10.
I got my other boot and I carried on.
Ngalithola ke elinye boot lami ngaligqoka qhubeka.
And I took his size 11s and I put it outside my room.
Ngathatha u size 11 lo ngawubeka ngakwenye indawo yekamela.
The next day, here his boots is back with my boots.
Ngosuku olulandelayo iboots lakhe selibuyile futhi sihleli nawami.
And I put them outside again.
Ngalithatha futhi ngalibeka ngaphandle.
And it carried on for a while like that.
Kwaqhubeka kuhamba kuba kanjalo.
I even once mentioned to Shalene, I said, hey, well, Dad's boots got mixed up with mine.
Ngaza ngasho kuShalene thai ama boots ka baba njalo ahlangana nawami.
Saturday night, when previous Saturday when we rushed Dad to hospital.
Ngomgqibelo ongaphambi kokuba siphuthumise ubaba esibhedlela.
While we were driving, a thought came to me.
Ngesikhathi siqhubeka sihamba ngemoto ngafikelwa umcabango.
Is the Lord telling me maybe that I must wear Dad's boots?
Ngabe inkosi iyangitshela mina ukuthi kufanele ngigqoke icathulo likababa?
Immediately I said, hey, I can't. They're too big.
ngathi ayi angikwazi ngoba zinkulu kakhulu kunami.
And then I read in Hosea, in Afrikaans Hosea 14.
Ngase ngifunda encwadini ka Hosea isahluko seshumi nane.
Verse 10.
Ngafunda indima ye shum.
Hosea 14, verse 10 in Afrikaans, and in some translations, verse
9. In the last yakalulunya kwamanye amahumusho.
The last verse.
Indima yokugcina ezoyifunda.
And it reads, whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the upright walks in them, but transgressors stumble in them.
Indima yeshumi ke indima yesishiyagalolunye ithi ngubani ohlakaniphile aqonde lezi zinto, ngubani onomqondo azazi na ngokuba izindlela zikaJehova zilungile, abalungileyo bayakuhamba ngazo, kepha abaphambukayo bayakukhubeka ngazo.
When I read that, I understood. The Lord gave that wisdom and discernment, and he walked in the ways of the Lord.
Ngacabanga ukuthi hayi uNkulunkulu umphilo baba ukuhlakanipha okuvela kuyena uNkulunkulu.
And for me that was clear that is the calling the Lord is calling out today.
Wahamba ngendlela yakhe ngabimina ngathi lolu kubizo lukaNkulunkulu ambiza ngalo namhlanje.
We know with the Lord everything is possible.
Siyazi ukuthi ngokuNkulunkulu konke kuyenzeka.
And even with dad's boots that is too big for us.
Ngisho noma ngabe kungamaboots ka baba amakhulu kuthina.
I would like to challenge everybody today.
Ngifisa ukuphonsela inselele lo nalowo khona la endlini namhlanje.
Who is saying yes to this calling?
Ngubani othi yebo kulolu bizo na?
I know mom. I know my mother-in-law, mom. We call her mom.
Ngiyamazi umama okungumkhwekazi wami.
I know mom's answer.
Ngiyayazi impendulo yakhe.
I know Charlene.
Ngiyamazi uShalene.
I know Charlene's answer.
Nempendulo yakhe futhi ngiyayazi.
And I think I know a lot of other people's answers.
Ngicabanga ukuthi ngiyazazi impendulo zabanye abaningi futhi.
But I can't answer for you.
Kodwa angikwazi ukuphendulela wena.
And if we had the time, we must start at one side of this auditorium and let everybody answer today.
Uma besingaba nesikhathi besingaqala ngapha lolu hlangothi olungapha sihambe sinike lo nalowo ithuba lokuthi aphendule kulo mbuzo.
Will you say yes?
Ngabe wena uzothi yebo?
Or will it be just a word that sounds the same, but the end result will be miles apart?
Noma mhlambe bekungaba amagama nje ezwakala efana kodwa imphumela ibe yehlukene kakhulu.
Thank you very much.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you, Carol. You said you're the least, but we respect that you've got the broadest shoulders.
Siyabonga kakhulu, siyabonga kakhulu Karel. Siyakuhlonipha kakhulu. Sibona ukuthi unamahlombe abanzi impela.
Just to go on with time, his grandchildren have got something on their heart.
Ukubamba isikhathi abazukulu ngathi banecula.
And he had many other children here, especially from Reverend Stegan's family. They were knitted together.
Kukhona futhi abanye abazukulu ibazukulu bakhe kanye nabantwana bakapapumfundisi bahlangena ngalendlela.
I'd like to ask them to come forward, please.
Ngizocela ukuthi beze ngaphambili. Yasicabanga ukuthi uyacula, uyakhuluma.
As has been said, Opa used to say, I am always well.
njengoba sekushiwo ukuthi umkhulu ubejwayela ukusho njalo ukuthi hawu ngiyayiphilela mina.
And sometimes he used to add, if it was going any better, I wouldn't be able to bear it.
Futhi ke ubesho ngesinye isikhathi ukuthi uma bekumele ukuthi njalo kube ngaleyo ndlela ubengeka kwazi nokuthi akubekezelele.
When we think of Orpah, there are many more than 5 things we can thank the Lord for.
Masicabanga ngomkhulu izinto azinhlanu nje kuphela esingacabanga nga esingazisho esingabonga ngazo uNkulunkulu.
Although we cannot express what Orpah meant to us, we would like to mention a few points.
Noma singeke sa beka njengobaba umkhulu wethu kade ekusho kodwa akhona amaphuzu ambalwa esingathanda ukuba siwabalule.
We had lots of fun with Orpah, from playing tennis and rounders to riding camels and fishing, which Orpah loved.
Abekukuningi kakhulu ebesikwenza nomkhulu wethu, ukudoba, ukugibela amakamela nezinye izinto umkhulu akabethanda ukuthi azenze naye.
Once he took his granddaughters hunting, but the trip was unsuccessful. We returned without a kill.
Ngelinye ilanga wathatha amadodakazi, abazukulu abantu bamadodakazi, wahamba ayozingela nabo. Hawu, ngalolo langa lelo kwaba nzima ngoba babuya encina kamabuyazi impela.
Then Orpah dryly remarked that if he were a warthog, he would have also kept his distance with all the bright pink clothes we were wearing.
Uma umkhulu wethu bezo driver, kweli intaba, qoli intaba, hawu bezosidabukela kakhulu ukuthi hawu sigqoke kanje ingubo esiyigqokile ngoba ngisho ekubuyeni kwabo bebuya sezimdaka lezo yingubo.
We also loved going for early morning walks with Orpah and Orma.
Sithanda kakhulu ukuthi umkhulu nogogo njalo ekuseni sithathe iwalk sihambe nabo.
Orpah would point out birds and he recognized and named each by its call.
Hawu babezophawula iyinyoni abukele yena le ayazi nokuthi lena ibizwa ngokuthi yini.
We also went to the market at 5 a.m. with Orpah and we had to jog to keep up with him. We went to the market with Orpah.
Ngelinye ilanga baye emakethe nomkhulu wabo.
And people would call out, "Here, Mr. E, try my oranges. They are very nice."
Athi hawu, akunike nizwe nanka ama-orange ami, awami amnandi kakhulu kabi.
And Orpah would take out his pocket knife and peel an orange and taste it.
Uma ngabe kukhona osuke edayisa la emakethe ebadayisela izinto, malo wethu awuthathe inanti orange elimnandi kakhulu, uzohosha umbese ephaketheni lakhe, alisike, alize ukuthi linjengoba eshona.
He always wanted to make sure that his customers got the best fresh produce.
Ubezama ngendlela zonke ukuthi ama-customer akhe athole izinto ezifresh futhi eziphilayo.
In the evenings, Orpah told us stories like that of buying his first car.
Ebusuku umkhulu bezosixoxela indaba kwesinye isikhathi asitshele ukuthi imoto yakhe yokuqala ayithengayo.
When it started raining on the way home, he discovered that the windscreen wipers were not working.
Ngelinye ilanga lapho ke sihambe naye sesibuyele emuva wathola ukuthi ama wiper emoto yakhe asebenzi.
Then he would act out how he had to crank down the window and manually use the windscreen wipers.
Bezosuka lapho aphumele ngaphandle alengise ukuthi iwiper befunakala ukuthi yenze kanjani kokunye ngaso leso sikhathi ezama ukuhlekihla ukuze kwakwazi ukubona kwelokhu kwi-windscreen yakhe.
We will miss Orpah for his fun and sense of humor.
Sizomkhumbula kakhulu umkhulu wethu ngezinto eziningi akade ezenza nokuthi sikwazi ukuthi sijabule sithokoze naye.
But above all, we appreciate Orpah for his determination and passion for everything he did.
Kodwa ngaphezulu kwakho konke, sizomkhumbulela umkhulu wethu ukuzimisela kwakhe nokuphikelela kwakhe ezintweni zonke abhekana nazo.
When he had a shop, he worked there with all his heart, treating each customer like a king.
Lapho enestolo ubezosebenza kanzima i-customer ne-customer lakhe aliphathise kwenkosi.
And whether he farmed or fished or washed a car, he did it passionately.
Noma ngabe bekuzokulima, ukudoba, noma yini bezokwenza ngokuzimisela futhi ngothando ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke.
Orpah's motto in life was, if I can help somebody as I go along, then my living will not be in vain.
Isiqubulo sakhe besenhlizweni ukuthi uma ngakwazi ukulekelela omunye umuntu olapha emhlabeni ngisakwazi ukuthi ngikwazi ukumlekelela khona ukuphila kwami akusilonize.
Orpah didn't just say it, we saw him live it.
Thina sikubonile lokho ekuphila.
He always noticed people's needs and had an ear to hear what the Lord wanted him to do.
Ubebona idingo zabantu ebeselalela uNkulunkulu ukuthi kuphikene ofunakala ukuthi akwenze.
It brought him joy when he could help others.
Bekumthokozisa kakhulu lapho ekwazi ukuthi alekelela siza abanye abantu.
It was Orpah's zeal for the Lord's work which most inspired us.
Kithina ukushisekela kwakhe umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu yilokho bekusiqhuqhumeza.
Orpah burned with a love for the clear gospel of the revival.
Umkhulu wethu ubeshisekela ubungeke umthinte ngothando lwemvuselelo leyo abayitholayo ngevangeli.
He often told us stories of the beginning of the revival, truths which we treasure.
Besitshela njalo ngezinto ebezenzeka ngokuqhuma kwemvuselelo, ngamaqiniso ayesitshela wona futhi lamaqiniso esasiwathatha siwafaka enhlizweni.
Orpah has left a legacy, and we pray that we can run with the baton that he has passed on to us.
Umkhulu wethu ushiye into unembe olungeke lwaphele enhlizweni zethu. Kwathina esithanda ukuba sikuthathe, sithathe le bet sambe nayo lilashiyele yona.
We want to live as uncompromisingly as he did.
Sithanda ukuba siphile, hayi ivangeli lokusheba, hayi ukwenza ngokuzenzisa njengoba abanye bekwenza.
And follow his example, burning for the Lord with the same fire.
Sishisekele ivangeli, simshisekele uNkulunkulu njengalokhu nathi sathola.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say. I always think people are singing, then talking. Then eventually it dawned on me that people are talking. Yeah. Right?
God's word says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. This is the word that comforted me and carried me when Dad was very sick. We thank the Lord for Dad. He was a man devoted to God. He was a man of principle. And he was a man of kindness. Dad worked hard and had great vision. And he taught us and he led us by his example. And we wish to hold up God's banner by God's grace. Thank you.
After Dad had passed on,
Next morning I said to Carol,
ngosuku olulandelayo ngase ngikhuluma no Carol.
How I can sum up Dad. Sum Dad up.
Oh, uma ngayifinyeza nje impilo kababa.
He was passionate.
Ube nokushisekela.
And passion is also another word for enthusiastic or no, enthusiasm.
Noma nesihawu nokubekezela. Nokushisekela.
Dad had a piece of paper in his Bible for many years.
Ubeba nephepha njalo eBhayibhelini lakhe lapha bhala khona.
What does enthusiasm mean?
Uchazani ukushisekela.
The word enthusiasm has its root in the Greek language. Literally, it means the God inside.
Leli gama uma uchaza ke ngesiGreek lichaza lichaza uNkulunkulu engaphakathi.
An enthusiastic person is someone who in an extraordinary fashion is inhabited by the Spirit of God.
Umuntu oshisekelayo umuntu onomoya kaNkulunkulu.
Enthusiasm can be seen in the twinkling of your eyes.
Futhi lo muntu angabonakala ngokucwayisa nje kweso.
The determination in your step.
Ukuzimisela kwakhe ekuhambeni kwakhe.
The power in your hands.
Namandla asezandleni zakhe.
The irresistible energy pull of what you have decided to create.
Lokho afisa ukukwenza abe namandla kube ngathi unomthombo wakho.
Enthusiasm is the wondrous engine of life.
Lokho ukushisekela kunjengenjini yempilo.
Now in Dad's enthusiasm,
ukushisekela ke kubaba,
he has left three pearls for us.
Ushiyeke amaparela amathathu esishiyela wona.
And entrusted to us.
Wawashiyela kuthina.
First of all, it's the gospel.
Lawo maphareleke asethembe ngawo eloqala ivangeli.
Dad had a passion for the gospel.
Ubaba ke ube nokushisekelela ivangeli.
And because of that passion, everything else fell into place.
Ngenxa yalokhu kushisekela kwakhe, konke okunye bekuvele kungene endaweni efaneleyo.
The second pearl that he's left and entrusted to us is mom.
Elinye igugu asishiyele lona ngumama wethu.
It's a difficult pull to carry and to carry the responsibility.
Kuyilelo gugu ke igugu elilikhulu elinzima ukuchaza noma ukuthatha nokuthwala ukumnakekela ngamanye amazwi.
But mom, we take you and we treasure you.
Mama, siyakwamukela, siyakuthatha, siya futhi uyigugu kithi.
And thank you for the privilege that Carol and I have to look after you.
Siyabonga nge noma siyabonga ngenhlanhla esinayo mina no Carol yokuthi sikwazi ukunakekela.
Dad said many years ago to our school secretary in Wartburg.
Ubaba eminyakeni edlule wakhuluma nomabhalane wesikole saseWartburg.
Mrs. Goff.
Lo, I'm sure you.
And Mrs. Goff asked, Ernie, how is Charlene?
Wambuza lo mabhalane wabuza ukuthi hawu unjani uCharlene?
Dad said she's very well.
Wathi kubaba uphila kahle kakhulu.
And her children?
Wathi abantwana bakhe?
Dad says, no, they don't have children.
Why is it kubaba abanabo abantwana?
But we are their children.
Kodwa ke sithina uthi ke uShalini thina singabantwana.
Dad and mom are our children.
Kodwa ke ubaba nomama bona bangabantwana.
So I thank Dad for trusting us and for entrusting this precious pearl to us of Mom.
Siyabonga kakhulu kubaba ukuthi asethembe nokuthi asishiyelele ligugu elingumama.
Dad had businesses.
Ube ngumuntu ohwebayo onamabusiness.
He had plans.
Futhi ube nezinhlelo.
He had dreams.
Enamaphupho.
He had visions.
Enembono futhi.
That we cannot all add up today.
Lokho ke angeke sikwazi ukuhlanganisa siqoqe konke namhlanje.
And it was visions and dreams he had for God's work.
Futhi ube nembono namaphupho ngomsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
Now that pearl he's passed on to us.
Lelo gugu ke uledlulisele kithina.
And his dad carried that pearl with passion and he treasured it.
Lelo gugu futhi ulithathile ngentshisekelo enkulu.
We take that pearl and we want to take it with passion and treasure it.
Nathi futhi siyalemukela lelo gugu sifisa ukulithatha sihambe nalo ngentshisekelo njengobaba.
These are big, big shoes to fill.
Lezi ke kuyizicathulo ezinkulu kakhulu ukuba sikwazi ukusenela.
But with Christ's feet first in those shoes.
Sidinga ke thina ukufaka izicathulo zika Jesu kuqala kulezo izicathulo.
With our feet on top of Christ.
Ngeenyawo zethu kanye no Jesu.
Those shoes will be filled.
Lezo izicathulo siyokwazi ukuyiqoka.
When Dad started his first business in 1982,
ngo 1982 lapho eqala i-business lakhe lokuqala ubaba.
Dad went to Uncle Elo.
Waya kubaba umfundisi Stiki.
And he said, "Please pray with me."
Wathi ngiyacela ungikhulekise.
And Uncle Elo prayed the following prayer.
Wakhuleka ke ubaba lo mkhuleko olandelayo.
He said, "Lord, help him to be a faithful steward in your vineyard."
Wathi inkosi ngiyacela ukuthi umsize abe inxusa elithembekile esivinini sakho.
With this prayer we take for ourselves as well.
Ngaleli gugu ke nathi siyalithatha silibeka kuthina.
And with it we'll be able to treasure these pearls.
Lingamanya mazukanye nalelo gugu uma sithathe lona siyokwazi ukuthi nalana manye sikwazi kwathokozela.
Years ago I said to Dad,
eminyakeni edlule ngasho lamazi kubaba,
to Dad and Mom,
kubaba nomama,
you are our best friends.
Nathi sathi wena ningabangani bethu abakhulu.
Dad looked at me.
Ubaba ke wayesengibuka.
He says, "Choose someone your own age."
Wathi khetha omunye oneminyaka enganga ngeyakho untanga yenu.
I said, "Dad, you are our best friends."
Ngathi baba nguwe ongumngani wethu ohamba phambili.
When Dad came out of hospital the last time,
lapho ephuma ke sibedlela ngumva nje kugcineni,
I had made a you can say it. I had printed something on a board for him.
Ngase ngokwakhona engubhalayo ebhodini ngimbhalela yena.
I couldn't read it when he came back from hospital because he was too weak.
Lapho efika ke qhamwe sibedlela ngikwazanga ukufunda ngoba ube sebuthakathi kakhulu.
But in this last week, God gave me a chance to read it to Dad.
Yes, ngesonto ke ledlule uNkulunkulu wangipha ithuba lokuba ngimfundele khona.
I've asked them to put it on the board to my dad.
Wapha ubhale kanjalo ukuthi kubaba wami.
So much of me is made from what I learned from you.
Kuningi okusempilweni yami okwenziwe yilokho engifunde kuwena.
I may have outgrown your lap, but I know I'll never outgrow a place in your heart.
Kungaba ukuthi sengikhulile, kodwa enhlizweni yakho ngeke ngikhule ngaphezu kwalokhu oyikhona wena baba.
It doesn't matter how far I go in life.
Agusho lutho ukuthi noma ngabe ngikhula kangakanani empilweni.
I'll always be your little girl.
Ngiyohlala njalo ngiyintombazanyana yakho encane.
Thank you for the love and support.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngothando nokungisekela kwakho.
I love you always and forever.
Ngiyakuthanda njalo kuze kube sekugcineni.
Thank you.
Ngiyabonga.
The theme of Dad's life was My sheep hear my voice.
Isihloko kwesempilo kababa yilesi sithi izimvu zami ziyalizwa iphimbo lami.
In about 1967, in the early years of their marriage, Dad and Mom found themselves in difficult circumstances.
Ubaba no mama bayithola besesimeni esinzima.
They went to Uncle Erlo and they asked him what they should do.
Baya kubaba umfundisi babuza ukuthi senze njani.
He said, I don't know. You must ask God what you must do.
Wathi ubaba umfundisi angazi nami, buzani kuNkulunkulu ukuthi nenze njani.
But they said to him, but what if we can't hear what he's saying?
Manje base bethi ke kodwa ke manje uma singezwa lokho akushoyo.
Uncle Erlo said to them, well, then you must clean out your ears so that you can hear him speaking.
Wathi ubaba umfundisi, uma kunjalo phela kuchaza ukuthi khiphani isikhologotho eyindlebeni ukuze nimuzwe uma ekhuluma uNkulunkulu.
This was the message of life that Dad and Mom grabbed with both hands.
Ilo mbiko ubaba nomama bawuthatha bawubamba ngezandla zombili.
When Dad was in Australia, he preached this message.
Australia kubaba waseshumayela lo mbiko.
And later also in Germany.
Emva kwalokho washumayela ngayo leyo ndaba futhi eGermany.
And he was asked, Uncle Ernie, can you really hear God's voice?
Base bembuza bethi baba, uyalizwa ngempela iphimbo likaNkulunkulu?
He could testify that God speaks to us.
Wayesefakaza ngokuthi uNkulunkulu uyakhuluma nathi.
And we can hear and follow him if we clean out our lives.
Siyamuzwa impela simlandele uma sikwazi ukuthi indlebe zethu ihlanzeke sihlanze impilo zethu.
Today it is this message that still brings life to us.
Kuze kube namhlanje lo mbiko oletha ukuphila empilweni zethu.
And we are very grateful.
Siya thokoza kakhulu ngalokho.
Thank you.
One of the children asked his brother.
Omunye umntwana wabuza umfo wabo.
He asked, how many Uncle Ernies are there?
Wabuza ukuthi kanti Uncle Ernie bangaki.
He says, because there's a Uncle Ernie in Lichtenburg.
Ngoba khona uUncle Ernie eLichtenburg.
There's Uncle Ernie in Namibia.
Khona omunye futhi oseNamibia.
And he's always so kind to us.
Lebo Uncle Ernie bonke banomusa nothando kuthina.
Uncle Ernie treated us as his own children.
Usiphatha futhi njengezingane zakhe.
He treated our children as his own grandchildren.
Uphathe izingane zethu njengezingane zakhe.
Uncle Ernie's eagerness and fervor
ukushisekela kwakhe
to give God his best has always been an inspiration to us.
Bekungunika uNkulunkulu njalo okuphambili nokugcina empilweni yakhe njengoba ekwenza nakuthini.
I had an opportunity to now and again be with Uncle Ernie.
Ngibe namathuba ekhashana zokuba okuba naye.
And whether it was driving on the farm or fixing something at Lichtenburg,
noma ngabe bekuwo uhamba ngemoto eplazini noma ukusebenza umsebenzi othize silungisa okuthize.
This giving his best to the Lord was always there.
Lokhu kunika okokugcina nokuphambili enkosini bekunje khona njalo.
He never did anything with half a heart.
Ubengenzi lutho ngenhliziyo eyingxenye nje.
What Uncle Ernie did for Papa.
Lokho uNkulunkulu enakwenzele ubaba.
Uncle Ernie did in God's work.
Wakwenza futhi emsebenzini kaNkulunkulu.
Uncle Ernie did for us as children.
Ekwenza kuthina njengezingane.
We will never forget.
Ngeke size sikulibale.
And it is our prayer. That fire which burned in our fathers that have gone before us. That fire will burn more and more in our hearts.
Thank you.
I asked my brother Ngubane, this wasn't a chocolate soldier, was it? Do you agree with me? He didn't melt when it was tough. He stood firm. And I want us young people, no chocolate soldiers.
Aliki soshala elakwengo chocolate zomala.
The battle is fierce. There's no coward involved.
Impi kona la alfunyelo nelotwa igwala elizomala.
We'll ask the youth choir to come to sing the
youth choir is tulele.
My sheep know my voice.
Thank you very much. Uncle Ernie was the chairman of the Radio Kwezi board.
Ubabu Ene, uyena obe nguhlalo we board yasemsakazweni Kwezi.
And I'd like to ask Daniel, his son-in-law, to please come and share what's on his heart. Thank you.
Zocela u Daniel o mkhwenyana wenye mkhwenyana ma totaka zakhe ukubeze kube khona siqobelela khona.
I was privileged to work together with my father-in-law at Radio Kwezi from the very beginning,
1995.
He was a member of the board, and in the last 3 years, he was also the chairperson. He supported us with everything he had. For instance, he gave us the first car that we had. I still remember it was a white Golf, and there was a sticker on it that said, "This car sponsored by Breland Spa."
Ngikhumbula kahle leya Golf emhlophe yayine sticker esibomvu kubhaliwe ukuthi le moto le inikelelwe u Breland Spa.
Dad's wholehearted service to the Lord was evident at Radio Kwezi as well.
Ukusebenza nenhliziyo yakhe ukusebenza kubonakele nalapha na emsakazweni Kwezi.
He was not willing to compromise at all, and we are striving to do the same.
Wayengazimisele nakancane ukuba kube khona la singasheba khona yiyo leyo ndlela abesiqhubezela ngayo ukuba estation izinto ihambe ngaleyo ndlela.
His aim in life to live and preach the undiluted gospel is summed up in a short video message.
Inhliziyo yakhe nempilo yakhe ubezimisela ukuba kushunyayelwe ivangeli futhi leli vangeli kushunyayelwayo hayi ivangeli eselifakwa amanzi lalenziwa alaba yilokho elikhona.
He sent it to Radio Kwezi to our 25th anniversary about 2 years ago.
Cishe iminyaka emibili edlule lapho washo lamazwi sigubha khona iminyaka engamashumi amabili nanhlanu iKwezi laba khona.
I would like to ask the video team to play to us and also to those on the live stream.
Ngizocela ukuthi iteam le isidlalele kwenzela ukuthi babone nalaba abasithamele kwi-live stream.
Thank you.
I would like to read from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So will my word be which goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me void, useless, without result, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. I would also like to read from Psalm 119, verse 11. Your word I have treasured and stored in my heart, that I may not sin against you. For me, it's an amazing privilege to be connected with Radio Kwezi. Many years ago, Reverend Stegen told two young farmers that they should catch a crow and teach it to talk and say, "You must be born again," and let it fly through the area with this message. When Kwezi started, I said to Reverend Stegen, This is the crow sitting in the homes proclaiming that message. Kwezi started, as many of us know, many years ago. Reverend Stephen was flying in an airline as they flew across Eastern Cape. He saw many homes below. He asked God how he could reach all these people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The thought, radio, the birth of Radio Kwezi. Today the gospel can reach the world through Radio Kwezi. And on Father's Day, many send greetings thanking Reverend Stegen for his obedience and his foresight. Thank you very much to the staff and all the board members for the support we have from each other. Thank you.
Thank you very much to what we could hear from Uncle Ernie.
Sibonge kakhulu ngalokho esikuzwile qhamuke emlonyeni wakhe.
Now we'll ask the choirs of one to choir to sing.
Manje sizocela ikwasi zabantu choir ukuba isiculele.
And thereafter the message for us today.
Bese sizwa umbiko wethu namhlanje.
Thank you very much.
Siyabonga.
His joy awaits me day by day to be my desire is to be like him. His spirit fills me, his joy awaits me day by day to be like him.
Ikhwaya izocula amaculo abemabili, elesingisi nelesizulu. Elesingisi likhuluma ngokuthi bekani inkosi uNkulunkulu ongcwele ehlezi esihlalweni sakhe sobukhosi. uNkulunkulu uyakhazimula, uNkulunkulu nomusa, ngakho masimbabaze, simdumise ngakho konke. uNkulunkulu othembekile, uNkulunkulu ohleli njalo ngaso sonke isikhathi ethembekile kubantu bakhe. Masimdumise, sibabaze, sithi ungcwele uNkulunkulu, inkosi yamakhosi, ngoba ukhona ngaso sonke isikhathi. Bese sigcina ke ngelesizulu, ngabona umusi.
The Zulu song speaks about seeing the new Jerusalem, the holy city, coming down from heaven and from God, beautifully prepared as a bride for her bridegroom. And she was given to be clothed in this whiteness and brightness. And it is a message to everyone. With what are you clothed? Have you received these robes washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Behold the Lord upon his throne, his face is shining like the sun, with eyes blazing fire
and feet glowing bronze,
his voice like mighty water roars. Oh,
I greet you
all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I'll
do as Mr. Dahl said.
In fact, I
should have also welcomed you all, mentioning you by
name. But
I'll just mention those who came to my mind. Especially the Engelbrecht family.
And
the Stegen family.
And
also the sons-in-law and their
families. And
also owners of businesses, businessmen, business people who work together with him.
And
the co-workers of the mission.
And I won't
leave out the sons-in-law that are married into the Engelbrecht family.
And then I
will also not forget Reverend Stegen, who has a brother in Christ who has left
him.
Because they also married into the, both of them had wives from the Dahl family.
So the Dahl
family, we also feel together with you.
Manje, ngimcelela uNkulunkulu ukuthi engathi ngekhale uma ngila ipulpit.
I asked the Lord, I prayed, I said, Lord, help me that I don't start crying when I'm here at the pulpit.
Angazi noma uzophendula umkhuleko wami uNkulunkulu.
I don't know if the Lord will answer that prayer.
Ngoba ngiyalesi phesheya bengikhala futhi lapha sisemthandazweni phesheya lapha kwababa umfundisi.
Because there on the other side at the house when we started there and we prayed together there, I couldn't hold back my tears.
Na lapho futhi ngihleli phansi ngizwe ukukhuluma kwakhe ngathi awu asophinde salizwa lelaphimbo.
And also as I was seated here and I heard Uncle Ernie's voice, I thought we'll never hear that voice again.
Manje bebonakala ukuthi ingane yomfundisi.
And one could notice that he was the child of a minister.
Ngendlela obekwemukela ngayo uma ufika ekhaya lakhe.
The way that he would welcome you and show hospitality when you came to his home.
Noma elaye wetbeke nomelele khitbeke empeleni ngendlela asemukele masemukela ngayo. Wawubona benomkakhe ukuthi vele laba bantu hlangane nabo nomkhwenyana ukuthi impela laba bantu bafundile kuyena.
And whether you had visited him at his home here in Wartburg, whether you had go and visit them at Lichtenberg, the way that they welcomed you and showed hospitality together with his wife and also his son-in-law, you could see that they really knew how to show hospitality.
Mina nginenhlanhla ngoba ngiyamazi umfundisi nombaba wakhe esasimbiza thina ma abantsundu sithu maphica ngoba kwakuyimpica befundisi.
And I had the privilege of knowing his father. At that time we had our own name for him, and I knew him as well.
Manje empeleni ube nesandla sokupha.
He had really had a hand that knew how to give.
Manje ngisi lithi iBhayibheli sibusisiwe isandla esiphayo.
And the Bible said, blessed is the hand that gives.
Manje ngibona ukuthi lingakho uNkulunkulu wambusisa kangaka.
And I can only think that's probably why the Lord was able to bless him as much as he did.
Manje njobe shilo la udadewethu leader ekhuluma impela lokho bekusho ubekusho eqinisile.
And as my sister Lydia spoke here in the front earlier on, what she said was true. I think those of you who've got watches, let's just forget about our watches.
If you're
a
4 noma ngo 5.
Now, if you at the funeral of an important person, people don't look at the time. Sometimes when we have to bury royalty and so on, even at 4 or 5, it's still fine for them and they can carry on until then. And I was happy when the family spoke. You know, they were really free to take their time to say what was on their hearts. And I could sense even the MC, you know, you can see he's also a preacher. Sometimes he forgets he's the MC and he starts preaching. Because this is their opportunity as a family to say what's on their heart, and they won't ever get such an opportunity again. Now, the two of us, we had names for one another. He would call me, Uncle Ernie would call me Baba, and I'd also call him Baba. We're just separated by 4 years. You know, Ma Dal, Auntie Jenny, and the family, they have really been bereaved. But I have been bereaved more than him. My wife asked me, "Why are you crying?" And I said, "Baba has passed away."
And there
at Swaiman, at the congregation there, they've been bereaved of a spiritual father. We were always blessed when he would bring the Lord's word. Well, you've missed out, those of you who've never been to Swaiman, hearing him speak there. Our hearts are full from what we've heard. There is so much that we learned from him. Now, you from Swaiman, you've also got something that you can remember concerning Baba, Uncle Ernie, from the messages that he brought to you. The Lord is taking our older people. What can we hold, what can we say, and can we hold anything against God? Because that's been created like that. Everybody will still pass from this world. One day he invited us, me and Mr. Ngubane, to come to him and visit him at Lichtenberg. And I felt it really burning in my heart that we should go. And then I spoke to Mrs. Bosman and Naomi and I said, "Please arrange for us." She didn't say much. And I reminded her.
But,
and she actually knew how it was going to work out. We didn't know. So we had that privilege. We could go there, and with such a privilege when we came back.
And
Mr. Ngubane, I'm sure you also happy that you went, as I was so happy, because I think today we wouldn't have had peace had we not accepted that invitation. So we just felt this is the Lord speaking, saying we must go. We didn't consult with flesh and blood, and we went. And he said, "If you don't get a plane, I'll arrange a plane personally for you that you can come and visit me."
bayazi abanye ukuthi kwalunga kangakanani lezi zinto kwakufanele ayikhulume.
But the reason why he asked us to come was there was something in particular that was on his heart that he wanted to share and speak about. And those who understand, they know how important that was. I don't know if we hadn't gone, how evil that would have been in the sight of God. And when I was there in the office at Aquila, an email came in for me. When I read it, there was a list of things that he wanted to put right.
Oh, Ubaba, uyalungisa. Ngiyangizwa nina elingakuthanda ukuvumisa nozini.
Now you that have got something against the confession of sin, do you hear what he did? He was confessing his sin.
UNkulunkulu amkhumbuze zona.
That God had reminded him of.
Ngase ngiyamshayela uma ubani uSharini ngamshayela ngathi awu sengithole i-email ubaba wakho uyalungisa ngingakwazi ukuthandaza naye na.
So then I phoned Charlene and I said, I received this email where your father is making right some things. Would it be possible to pray with him over the phone?
Wathi awu njengamanje usesibhedlela kodwa udadewethu uCarol unaye esibhedlela ngizoxhuma naye.
And she said, unfortunately, he's not at home, he's in hospital, but I'll contact my sister Carol, who's there with him, that she can arrange that.
Ngathi baba ngithola i-email yakho amaphutha akho singathandaza nawe na.
And I said, Uncle Ernie, Baba, I received your email with some things that you've confessed. Can I pray with you?
Wathi yebo.
He said yes.
Yabona umuntu uma esesekufeni, omunye ukhuluma inhlamba, omunye abone iipoki, omunye abone lokho ebone ikhinyeke inanani, kodwa kuyena kwasa.
You see how it is with people on their deathbed. Some people get paranoid with fear. Some people see terrible things. They see demons coming for them and all sorts of strange things. But with him, he was crystal clear.
Awu masithandazile wathi wakusho kaningi wathi ngiyabonga.
And after I had prayed with him, he repeatedly said, thank you. Thank you so much.
Kanti ubambe imfihlakalo ukuthi hey inqolisila ukumthatha.
And he had grasped hold of a mystery because death was at his door.
Manje ngiyibuka le ndaba nalelizwi abalikhethile.
Now I look at this word that was chosen.
Lisimanga lelizwi leli.
This is an amazing word.
Elithi izivu zami ziyalizwa izwi lami.
That my sheep hear my voice.
Awu nake singisi likubeka kasho ukuthi my sheep hear my voice. Hey. Kukhona abantu la ngacelanga ukuthi ngisebenzise igama labo.
There are people that have asked
ukuthi angicelanga.
I haven't asked to mention them my name.
Manje ngathi kubona ngiyanihlonipha.
And I said to them, I respect you.
Ubaba uUncle Van Engelbert, ngenkathi ethola umbiko nje ukuthi umfowabo usesibhedlela, waphuthuma ngelikhulu ijubane wamfica umphefumulo ungakaphumi.
Uncle Werner, when you heard that his brother was taken up in hospital, he immediately went there, rushed there, and he found him still alive.
Yini kulalela izwi lenkosi.
And why is that? The sheep hearing the Lord's voice.
Umalumela ethi ngisazohamba ngovakashela futhi lelegibheki, mvakashela ubaba walelegibheki. Waphinde wamvakashela futhi badla naye inyama. Ngathi ngubani? Nadla naye inyama impela, nakhuluma naye, wathi yes, akhuluma naye.
And then Dietmar also said, I'm going to visit Uncle Ernie there in Lichtenberg. And he went there. And he went again, and even had a briar with meat with him, and he said, did you actually have meat with him? Did you eat with him and speak to him? And he said, yes. I said, were you able to speak? Was he strong enough to speak? He said, yes, he could speak clearly.
And
so it's good to learn to hear the Lord's voice. And if you don't know how to hear his voice, go to those who know, that you can hear from them and learn from them how to do it. Because he went at that time just after he had been operated on, and he was still strong. And he went again not long after that, and that was the right time to go. It's good to have counselors. Some people only hear the counselor. They can't hear the Lord's word and the Lord's voice. But Uncle Ernie taught us how to do it the right way. And he said, it's good to get advice, but you must hear the Lord's voice. He said, once he had advice, go and speak to so-and-so and say this and this, but he felt in his heart not to do it.
And
then that person passed away. And he said, if I had gone and spoken to him and confronted him with what I was going to, then he would have had a heart attack and people would have accused me and said, it's because of you speaking to him that he had the heart attack. There are those who constantly ask for advice. What must I do in this case? What must I do now? What must I do now? Because they don't hear the Lord's voice. Did you hear what Reverend Stegen told Uncle Ernie right at the beginning when he said, what must I do? And he said, go and do what the Lord tells you to do. There are people that are quick to tell people what they must do, and they spell it out for them, and they forget that a person must learn to hear for himself and discern the Lord's will for himself. And that's why this is such an important word and verse which the Engelbrecht family chose. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So we're going to read from two passages of Scripture. We're also going to read from Revelation chapter 20, and we'll join it with this word which they have chosen. Shall we pray once again?
Nkulunkulu, siyacela Nkosi ukuthi usiphe indlebe yokuzwa ukuthi wena ufuna ukuthini kuthina ngalelizwi esizolufunda.
O Lord, please grant us an ear to hear what you want to say to us through this word which we're going to read.
Size Nkosi sikubeke eceleni ukuthi isikhathi sesihambile nasezulwini Nkosi alikhi washiya umuntu elokho ekhonza uyinguna phakade solokho sikukhonzile.
Lord, help us not to be distracted by the fact that time has gone on, because in heaven there'll be no watch, and there we will worship you for all eternity.
Amen.
Amen.
So funda ke njoba belikhethileke izwi labo lelelithi ke tholakala ngokwa Johane sahluko seshumi.
Now first this word which the family chose from John chapter 10.
Lithizi imvuzami ziyalizwa izilami nami ngiyazazi.
My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me.
Manje ngenxa yesikhathi ngeke ngilula ngizovele nje ngihlale odabeni.
Now because of time I won't say too much but I'll go straight to the point.
Uma thina sizivu sikaNkuluNkulu sizolizwa izwi lakhe futhi kwesibili sizomlandela.
If we are the Lord's sheep, we'll hear his voice, number one, and number two, we'll follow him. There's a chorus or a song that says, where he leads me, I will follow.
Reverend
Segan related to us that in another country where they still do things the old way, the shepherd goes in front and then the flock of sheep follow the shepherd. Here in Africa, we don't know that. We go behind. We drive the cattle in front of us, or the goats, whatever herd is going in front. But there, the shepherd goes in front, and the flock follows.
Manje kubalekile uma sizimvu sikaNkuluNkulu simlandele, hayi ukuthi yena alandele thina.
So if we are the Lord's sheep, it's so important that we follow him, and not vice versa, that he should follow us.
Ngoba uthi ezami izimvu ziyalizwa izwi lami.
For he says, my sheep hear my voice.
Yena ulizwile izwi likhuluma naye lithi lungisa lokhu nalokhu walalela.
And Uncle Ernie heard the Lord's voice speaking to him, saying, put this and that right, and he was obedient. And then somebody confronted him or spoke to him once in the shop and said, oh, you're so into the confession of sin. And then he responded and he said, we have an ear to hear what the Lord says to us. And that should be part of a Christian's life. That when the Lord convicts you of certain things, you hear his voice saying, part from this or that in your life, that you obey him, or that he tells you, you shouldn't have spoken that and shouldn't have said what you said. And you respond and you go back to the person and apologize for that.
Uma wena ukhuluma kabi ngomzalane wakho noma ukhuluma kabi inkulumo ezimbi ngabe ulalela yena ni izwi likaNkuluNkulu na.
Now if you speak evil of your brother or sister in Christ, are you still listening to the voice of the Lord?
Noma ukhuluma manga ngomntwana kaNkuluNkulu noma ngabanye ukhuluma manga.
Or if you speak lies of a child of the Lord or of others, does it still mean that you're a sheep of the Lord?
Are
you following behind the Lord as he is the shepherd leading you, or is something else leading you?
Uthe zami ziyalizwa izwi lami futhi ziyangilandela.
He says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me.
Ngakho wena uyamlandela uNkulunkulu noma umlandeli.
Are you following the Lord or not?
I guess ye ke la esambulweni samashumi amabili esambulo 20 verse 11.
Now let's turn to Revelation 20 and verse 11.
Uthwala ukwahlulela kokugcina uJohane waba nalombono.
Now here there's a heading, the final judgment, and this is where John had a vision.
Uvesi kuthiwa ngase ngibona isihlalo sobukhosi esikhulu esimhlophe nohlezi kuso ubuso bakhe babalekelwa izulu nomhlaba akutholalanga indawo.
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who was seated on it. From his presence, earth and sky fled away, and no place was found for them.
Niyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu mkhulu kangakanani, lihle lelizwi kusikhumbuza singakafi, ibhokisi limphambi kwethu ukuthi nathi sisazokuma phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulelwa lapho kuthiwa izulu nomhlaba kwabaleka kutholalwanga indawo.
Do you see and realize how great God is? And it's good that we realize it before our last day on earth arrives. Here we've got the coffin before us, reminding us that our day is coming as well, when we'll have to stand before that judgment seat, and where it is said, earth and sky fled from his
presence.
We are reminded of this before we have died, that we have to stand before the judgment seat of God.
Verse 12,
and I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books according to what they had done.
Sisazokuma bantwana bakaNkulunkulu maKristu phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela abakhulu nabancane basazokuma incwadi isazovulwa.
Brethren, we are still going to appear before the judgment seat of God, great and small, everyone will have to appear.
Manje wena ohamba ukhuluma amanga angekho ukholelwa amanga, nawe usazokuma phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela.
And you who have spoken lies, and you have believed those lies, you too will have to appear before that throne.
Kuthiwa siyokuhlulela njengokwemisebenzi yethu.
And it says, we will be judged according to our deeds.
Verse 13,
and the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one of them, according to what they had done.
Sisazohlulelwa bazalwane njengokwemisebenzi yethu esiyenzilisela emhlabeni.
Brethren, we are still going to be judged in accordance with what we have done while we were here on earth.
Ukuthi wena ulalelileni izwi likaNkulunkulu ubumelusi wakhe na usazohlulela njengokwemisebenzi yakho usomile phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela.
Whether you listened to the voice of the Lord, whether he was truly your shepherd and you followed him, you will be judged according to your deeds.
Kuthiwa ke ukufa neHadesi kwaphonswa echibini lomlilo, lokhu kungukufa kwesibili echibini lomlilo.
And then it says,
verse 14,
and then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire.
Kuthiwa uma ekhona engafunaniswanga elotshiwe encwadini yokuphila,
and if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
Verse 15, bese beye chibini lapho khona khona ukhala nokugedla kwamasinya.
It seems like some people have forgotten that they still have to do this, that they still have to appear before the judgment seat of God, where they'll be judged in accordance to what they've done. And if they've done evil, then they'll be cast into the lake of fire where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Kuthiwe incwadi zizovulwa. Kona incwadi ebekiwe okubhalwayo usuku nosuku okwenzeka okwenzile ukuthi umphendulo kabo sibanibani akukhulumisanga kahle. Zizovula incwadi kwimina umhlophe untsundu sisazovula phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela.
And there are records that will be opened, books that will be opened where it was recorded what you've done, what you did on a daily basis. If you answered somebody badly, it's recorded there. Whether you're black, white, colored, Indian, it doesn't matter.
Noma ngabe ubhala izinto kuma internet izinto engasile, noma ngabe ube umuntu obuka ithombe ingqono amehlaka ukuthi abona lezi zinto, sasovula incwadi phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela.
Whether you've written lies and smeared people on the internet, whether you've looked at pornography and defiled your eyes like that, all of that is recorded and the books will be opened.
Kuthiwa bangatholakalanga lencwadi yokuphila ngoba khona incwadi ebhaliwe yabantu abenze kahle basencwadini yokuphila bayothatha bona beyiswe echibini lomlilo.
And if your name was not found written in the book of life, because there's a book of life where there are names that are recorded, if your name is not there, you'll be cast into that lake of fire.
Sisahlalelwe indaba enkulu kuhle umntwana kaNkuluNkulu sonaleminyaka namomncane ungakanani liyasho la izwi ukuthi kwabonakala amancane nabakhulu sahlalelwe indaba enkulu wazalwane.
Brethren, this great and awesome event is still before us. Whether you're young or old, it doesn't matter. It says here, great and small. I saw the young, the dead, great and small standing before him. All of this are heading towards this awesome event.
Awibuse nje yakhe impilo mayingafika namhlanje uNkulunkulu ekuthatha ungashonaphi.
Ask yourself the question, should the Lord come today and fetch you?
Uka lo muntu uthi mkhulu kangakanani uNkulunkulu ukuthi lapho eqhamuka nesihlalo sakhe sobukhosi izulu nomhlaba kwabaleka eza nje sihlaleni nesihlalo sakhe sobukhosi izulu labaleka mbuke nje uthi uNkulunkulu mkhulu kangakanani.
Where would you stand? Look at how great and awesome God is. When he was seated on his throne, it says, earth and sky fled from his presence. It was so great and awesome.
Kuhle sikhumbuzane bazalwane lungakafika usuku lokufa sikhumbuzane ukuthi ngempela sazohlangana nalokhu.
Brethren, before our last day on earth arrives, it's good that we remind us that we'll still have to face this.
Uyiqhenya ungayiqhenyi unento unengenakho kodwa kusekhona usuku lisasihlalele.
Whether you're proud, arrogant, no matter who you are, but you'll have to face this day.
Ingakho ngeke umuntu umhleke ukuthi hawu bafelwe labo bahleke nawe kusasa uwe kusasa.
That's why you can never mock and laugh at anybody who's been bereaved, who's lost someone in the family, because the next day it will be you.
Akekho ungayukufa.
Nobody will escape death.
Umunomusa yovela uhlwithe nje uyibona inkosi wena ngokungalondle.
Unless of course we are at that time when the rapture takes place.
Sacela ukuntshela ke indaba ka Satan ukuthi unhlobuni.
Now let me relate to you what Satan is like.
Kuvesi lesikhombisa kusona isahluko.
In this very same chapter verse 7.
Kuthiwa nanxa isiphelile iminyaka eyinkulungwane uSatan uya kukhululwa etilongweni lakhe. Aphumele ukudukisa izizwe emagumbini amano omhlaba omagogi nomagogi azibuthele ekulweni umumo waso ungangehlabathi zolwandle.
And when the 1,000 years are ended, Satan will be released from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations that are at the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. Their number is like the sand of the sea.
Namhlanje uSatan uphumile ekudukiseni abantu ngezindlela eziningi.
Satan has gone forth to deceive the nations in whatever way he can.
Uyabona ukuthi uphumile etilungeni ngezinto izinto abazenzayo ezikukhohlakala namhlanje.
And you can see that Satan has been released from his prison. If you see the evil that's being committed on the face of the earth today.
Emagumbeni amane omhlaba bukani izinto ukuthi zinjani namhlanje.
Look at the earth, to the four corners of the earth, and look at the state of the world. He's gone out to deceive the nations in whatever manner possible. Ask yourself, have you not perhaps been deceived? And they marched up over the broad plain of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. But fire came down from heaven and consumed them. And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, and where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
Banjani namhlanje abantu abakhohlisi bamanga bahambe bekhohlisa abantu bangakanani namhlanje emagumbi namana omhlaba.
How many people aren't there today who are busy with this job of deceiving people?
Imini nobusuku abantu bayakhohliswa bekhohliswa lo Satan ngamanga la wesatholela.
And day and night, people are being deceived by Satan with his lies, as we find in this passage. One day I stood here in the front and I spoke about a chicken. I said, if you go about plucking the feathers of a chicken, and then you are told, now go back and collect all those feathers again, how are you ever going to do it?
Banjalo abantu abahambe bakhuluma, banjengabantu abahambe bechitha amaqubo, okuthi makufika ngalolo soko, bengasakwazi ukubabona abantu, ukuthi beyoxolisa kubona ngoba bebehamba besakaza izinto ezingekho.
But that's what it's like when you go and you spread lies and you speak all sorts of things and you gossip. It's like those feathers that you're plucking and you're spreading it. And when your day comes and you want to go and put all of that right, it's almost impossible to do it. And that's how it is when people just glibly speak and speak about others and say all sorts of things and they forget there's a day of judgment that they'll have to face.
Abantu bahambe bechithigazi bebulala abantu thola ukuthi umuntu benomndeni wakhe khona lapho siyawudubula siyawudubula nayo siyayibulala naye ngokwakhe.
And you find where people shed blood and they commit murder, and then you find even somebody committing suicide. He's got a family, but he commits suicide.
Ingakho njalo ukuthi baphethe umoya omubi omubo bakhohlisayo.
There's an evil spirit that has deceived them.
Sebekhohliwe ilelizwe ukuthi lona lo usazokuma phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulela.
And they've forgotten this word that each and every one will have to stand before the throne of judgment.
Angazi mangibuza nini nilalele nenkhona ukuthi ngempela umlandeli kaJesu na.
And I wonder, you are listening, whether you're here or whether you're listening over some other way, are you a follower of Christ?
Uyakwazi ukukhuluma noNkulunkulu ukuthi wena ukhuluma uthini kuwena noma ukwazi ukuhlukanisa ukuthi iphimbo likaNkulunkulu leli noma kulona iphimbo likaNkulunkulu.
Are you able to discern the voice of God when he speaks to you?
Ingakho bengithi ngiyabahlonipha laba babili abanomzane okuvele kwafika nje ukuthi hayi ake ngimvakashele umalume la uDidma wathi ake ngimvakashele waphinde waphinde kwesibili. Manje la umfowabo athi hey nanku bengishayela ucinga ke ngiphuthume wamfica ubeka indlebe enjalo uNkulunkulu ekhuluma kuyinto enjalo.
And that's why I respect these two men, Dietmar, for listening when the Lord laid it on his heart to go and visit Uncle Ernie, and he even went a second time, and then Uncle Werner as well, his brother, when he got that phone call, he said, let me immediately go there. And that was, they did well. They listened to the voice of the Lord. We are saved every day. And you've got to take that to heart, that we are saved on a daily basis. Daily, you've got to examine yourself. Are you on the station? Are you tuned in to God's voice? Is there perhaps something that's come between you and God and separated you from Him? Listen to what God is saying to you. And you'll sense God convicting you and say, when you spoke here, when you said that, you didn't do right. But if your conscience is deadened and it's blunt, it's easy to fall into sin. Even if God should speak to you, and God commands you, stop with that in your life. Separate from that. Separate from that habit or that thing in your life. And then you just quench the Holy Spirit and you keep quiet with it. Oh, Uncle Ernie, whose bodily remains are here in front of us, he truly loved the Lord. I remember when we were in Lichtenberg and we were speaking to one another and discussing something, and all of a sudden the whole matter was just resolved. May you and I take after him to be quick to do something about anything that we feel is not right in our lives. And that is how it was at the start of the revival. You couldn't put your head on your pillow and go to sleep before first of all examine yourself and seeing if the Lord should come during the night to fetch me, would I be ready? It's so wonderful to listen to the word of the Lord and to listen to his voice. My sheep hear my voice. Do you hear God's voice when he speaks? And he says, my sheep follow after me. Maybe we just go ahead. We just do things on our own steam, leaving God behind. Let's sing the chorus that says, I'll follow the Lord Jesus wherever he may lead. In those years, when there were storms, like in the year 2000 and in the year 2019, Uncle Ernie stood firm.
Nalango 1966, lapos ibandla lihlukana phakathi wama.
And even in 1966, when the church split,
sasinaye ngaleso ikhathi futhi.
We were with him at that time as well.
Kodwa wama.
But he stood.
Namanje kuze kube segcineni wama, walalelizwi, wathi hayi nakho okunye ngifisa ukuthi inkosi yami ngiyibone.
And he stood firm and faithful right till the end. And even then, he said, here is something I want to bring to the Lord. Here is something I want to thank the Lord about. There was somebody else here at Sizabantu when we had just started here on this premises in
1970.
And when this person would confess their sin, you would hear, yes, they are confessing, but there's quite a lot still which they're hiding.
kwafika ukufa.
And death came.
Uma kufika ukufa kusemini kunje wathi kumnyama.
And he was on death's bed. Death gripped him, and it was broad daylight, but he said it's pitch black.
Abanye batiteka bathatha iketekete kongakabikho ugesi bathatha iketekete namakhandlela bakhanyisa wangena ngaphansi kombhede wathi hayi indlela ngiyiboni kumnyama.
And some people got confused. They brought a candle and a paraffin lamp and they tried to make light. But he got under the bed and he said, no, it's pitch black, it's dark, I don't see the way.
Babengaqondi ukuthi kumnyama ukuthi ahambe ayoyibona inkosi indlela yakhe imnyama kanakuyibona inkosi.
They didn't understand it, that actually it was spiritually dark to him because he had to face the Lord. And where he was going was dark in front of him.
I don't
know whether you'll see it being light and bright when you go, or whether it will be pitch black and dark as Uncle Uri saw it being light. And you might see some people during broad daylight taking a lamp, taking a torch, going under the bed, saying, no, I can't see the way, I'm looking for the way.
Ngase mina nawe, uma selufika lolo suku, kuyokhanya noma kuba mnyama.
When that day arrives and you're in my life, how will it be like? Will the light shine or will it be dark?
Ngibongile lapho bekhuluma bonke ngathi hawu ngawathola amandla.
Well, I was strengthened and encouraged when I saw everyone speaking here, and it really strengthened me. You see, I haven't wept. When I heard Karel Snyman, when he was speaking, I thought, you know, if he can do it, the Lord will give me strength as well.
And there
at the door, before we came in, I'm just now passing this on to you. I was speaking to Dietmar, and I said, I think I'm going to cry, I'm going to weep. And then he said, no, we'll pray for you. Well, that prayer has been answered. You know, Uncle Ernie and I, we were close together. We were really, really close. It's like my right hand has been chopped off. And that's how it is. When somebody knows the Lord, they know how to walk before the Lord. And when somebody says, over my dead body, this can't happen while I'm still alive, it can happen over my dead body, then you realize you're still one with that person. And when a person says, we got this gospel and this revival dearly, we paid dearly for it, and we won't allow it just to be put out like that. So may that message, that my sheep hear my voice and they follow me, may that be true of us. And when we sing that, I'll follow him wherever he may lead, I will follow. May that be your life from today on. If you haven't done it till today, then start today.
Gomlandela, gomlandela Jesu, lapha eyakhona gomlandela, 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 yonke indawo gumlandela gumlandelu Jesu lapha eyakhona gumlandeli yathandange yathandu gumlandelu Jesu yathandu kuhamba naye ngiyathanda ukumlandela uJesu lapha eyakhona ngumlandela. Ngiyabonga. Ake simlandeleni uJesu.
Thank you very much. May we truly follow the Lord Jesus.
Ake sihambe lapha ehamba khona.
Let's walk and step where he walked.
Noma ngabe kunameva lapho unyathela khona lapha sekunyathele khona uJesu lelo vala ovela bheke phansi.
Let's put our foot where he has put his foot, even though there are thorns, but his foot will crush those thorns.
Noma ngabe kuyadonsa yabona uthi hayi manje kuyadonsa kunzima umele ukuthi ngoba uJesu ngisahamba naye ngisamuzwe empilweni yami qinisela mhlobo wami.
No matter how steep the incline, no matter how tough the going may be, but if you realize that you're still walking with Jesus, then persevere. On Sunday, the message that we heard was they united and they were one in prayer together with the woman.
Hlambe wena usathawini umuntu wesifazane kanti uma enonkulunkulu laba bantu baqinisela nganhliziyo yonye wehle uNkulunkulu asebenza phakathi kwabo.
Maybe you look down upon women, but if they filled with the Lord, they are chosen vessels in God's hand, and there they united in prayer and persevered in prayer together with the women that followed the Lord.
Ake simlandeleni uJesu hlukanise ukuthi ngabe bangizokhuluma lenkulumo ngelinye ilanga isazokuma esihlalweni sokahlulela.
May the Lord remind us whenever we speak that we are able to speak in such a way that we can give an account of it when we stand before the Lord's throne.
Uma vele wena lamaqhubu ubusuwahlakazile wahamba athatha umoya qala namhlanje uhambe waqoqa lamaqhubu okhuluma kwakho lamango wakhuluma ngomlomo wakho.
And if you've been spreading those feathers of the chicken, then start today to gather together all those feathers and put right all those lies.
Ungakafiki phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulelwa wehlulelwe ajoba kuthiwa kohlulela abancane nabakhulu kuvula incwadi ukuthi nelakhe igama khona nencwadi yokuphila qala namhlanje ungakahlulela.
Before that day comes, when you have to stand before that throne, where great and small will appear before that throne, and the books will be opened, and then they will check to see whether your name is written in the book of life.
Manje uma wena empilweni yakho.
Now, if you in your life
kusabusa isono,
are still ruled by sin,
singanqobeki isono salokhu sikubusa,
and sin overcomes you, and you're not able to defeat sin,
ubuyela kuso njalo,
you always go back to it.
Uma sekufika uNkulunkulu ke,
when God comes,
impendulo sunayo.
What will you do?
Impendulo sunayo.
And now you have the answer.
Ukuthi uzoshonaphi? Uzolakha igama lizobe khona encwadini yokuphila na?
Where will you go when they open those books? Will your name be written in the book of life?
Useyena useyena umlandela uJesu uma wena usaphila leyo mpilo na?
Are you a true follower of the Lord Jesus if you still live such a life?
Uma wena usabuswa lezi zinto ezikubusa ngeke ngizibale uyasazela wena izinto osabonayo ukuthi sisabuse empilweni yakho uma engafika uNkulunkulu akuthathe yoshona.
If those things still rule and reign your life, reign in your life, ask yourself, when the Lord comes, how will it be with you? I don't have to mention those things. You know what they are.
Siyacela mama ingilosi iqinise.
Lord, we ask the Lord and we ask his angels to strengthen you, Auntie Jenny.
Ngoba ubese njenge ewele lakho.
Because he has been, so to say, like your twin brother.
Impela wena obuza ubhlungu obukhulu uzosizwa isikhala.
And you will experience a gap and you'll experience that pain.
Yakwazi ukufelwa.
I know what it means to lose a loved one and to lose my wife.
Njengoba mhlambe sikhuluma kangaka nje ubusizo ukuthi ake ningivuleleni ukuthi kwakuthiwana.
And
njengoba kukhulunywa nje mhlambe kushunyela noma kubekwa mhlambe ubuye uthi hey ake ningivuleleni ngilalela ukuthi kwakuthiwana.
Maybe as we are speaking, maybe you ask later, let's just listen to that recording again. Let's hear what was said.
Ngoba okwenzekile ukuthi xephukile inyama umuntu owathi nohlukaniso ukufa khambile namhlanje.
Because that which was said right at the beginning, you will be together till death do you part, that has now been fulfilled.
Manje nengane enhle nengane ezinhle zamadodakazi awu bazokunaka, ngiyazi ngabona indlela abakunaka ngayo.
And you've got wonderful children, your daughters, and I've seen how they've taken care of you, and they'll continue to do so.
Nabakhwenyana ngendlela abakunaka ngayo ngabona.
And also saw the way that your sons-in-law looked after you.
Ishe ngakhohle okunye wathi ucela ukuthi thina nobaba ngubani so uzosithatha siyobona eNamibia.
I almost forgot that Uncle Ernie also said that he wants to take Baba Ngubane and myself with him to Namibia to go and show us there.
Kodwa sesilibonile ke Namibia lakhe kuyilokho ukuthi uhambile.
Well, we have seen his Namibia. The Lord has taken him.
Awu kwenzekile bazalwane, asikwemukele.
We need to accept what has happened.
Awu angazi nami eSwayimani ngisawumukele kani ngendlela abesemukela ngayo uma ngabe ekhona. Besisizwa njalo uma sifikile isikhala ukuthi angekho ubaba noma, besisizwa leso sikhala.
I don't know whether they'll still receive me as they used to receive me at Swaiman when I went together with Uncle Ernie. Every time when we went there and he wasn't there, we really felt a gap.
Njoba ngishilo ukuthi bekuzwakala ukuthi ingane yomfundisi.
As I said earlier, one could sense that he grew up as the child of a minister.
Bekwenza lokho kushoyo iBhayibheli ukuthi isandla siphayo siyabusiseka.
And the Lord's word was richly fulfilled in his life that says the hand that gives will be blessed.
Sizocela umphathi ohlele kuyibuyisela kuyena. Ngizamile nje ukufinqa ngenxa yesikhathi.
We hand over back to the MC. I try to keep it short because of time.
Thank you very much to Baba Dube.
Asibonge kakhulu Baba Dube.
And I would like to ask Dieter, would you like to come?
Asicela umfethu Dieter khona azokubeka naye.
And then thereafter I'll ask my dad, Bruno Engelbrecht.
Emva kwalokho sengiyocela ubaba wami.
He's the older brother of Uncle Ernie.
Uyena mfowabo omdala. Kababa uEni Engelbrecht
to come and share as well what's on his heart.
Uzoqhamuka naye aveze lokho kusenhlizweni yakhe.
It's my privilege to say a few words of thanks.
Kwinhlanhla yami kuba ngizosha amazwi ambalwa okubonga.
On behalf of the family, mum and as children and grandchildren,
egameni lika mama, abantwana bakhe nabazukulu,
we thank the Lord for this wonderful place called KwaSizabantu Mission.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngale ndawo esimangaliso ebizwa ngokuthi KwaSizabantu.
And also a people called KwaSizabantu Mission.
Nabantu ababizwa ukuthi abakwaSizabantu Mission.
We've heard the message.
Sizuzwile umbiko.
And it's a wonderful message.
Umbiko isimangaliso.
God has carried us through these last few years.
There
was a terrible attack on this work. The devil had a plan to finish off Christianity. But God has carried us through COVID. And all the attacks. He hasn't only given us the mission, he's given us Radio Kwezi. When everything seemed dark, we couldn't come together. We could get messages day by day to strengthen us.
God has told us to mailo usuku nosuku ebezisikhuthaza siqinisa.
Wonderful the vision that God gave to his child.
Isimanga umbono uNkulunkulu akawunikeza umntwana wakhe.
You were only a phone call away from a powerful prayer.
Wena ubuqhelile ukude ungezwa lomthandazo onamandla kangaka.
We appreciate and we thank all the co-workers for all prayers that were given on our behalf.
Sibonge kakhulu ngemthandazo yabazalwane qhamuke esebenzeni emthandazo kade besenzela yona bekuyisimangaliso.
During the last year and a little bit more,
ngonyaka odlule nangaphezudlwana,
we had the special care of doctors far and wide up to Namibia.
Sakwazi ukunakekelwa odokotela abahlukeneyo abakude nabaseduze kuze kuyoshale koNamibia.
Hospital staff that were so efficient and friendly.
Nabasebenza esibhedlela abakade besilekelela bethobekile futhi benomusa.
Kind words about their patient.
Benamazwi amahle ngeziguli zabo.
Saying that was their angel patient. Never a word of complaint. Thank you.
Futhi kube ngathi amazwi engelosi kungekho nokuncane nje ukuxokozela noma ukukhala noma ukhonona.
And then I don't want to forget. Mum.
Takafuna ukukhohlwa umama.
And a wonderful team.
Ne team wesimangaliso beseduze kwabo.
Carol, Charlene.
Carol, Charlene.
Carol.
Carol.
And Nicola.
Nicola food.
Oh, may the Lord bless you.
Unkulunkulu anibusise.
And all the prayers of friends and community who showed interest.
Yabazalwane, nabomphakathi, nezihlobo.
We can only thank.
Singabonga nje kuphela.
All glory be to God.
Futhi sithi inkazimulo ayiye kuNkulunkulu.
We also just want to say thank you to Uncle Fritz and Peter Töpfer and Johannes, those that made the special effort to come from Europe for the funeral.
Standa futhi ukubonga uUncle Fritz, uJohannes,
Peter Töpfer,
Mbumbi, nabanye uThande Ruth, abenze ukuthi impela basukele phesheya, bezela nje lomngcwabo. Sithanda ukubonga kakhulu.
Yeah, we could sit here till 4 o'clock. Our hearts are full.
Singahlala la kushaya 4, inhliziyo igcwele.
Now, we've forgotten to sing a song. So, it's my fault, I apologize. It's a Zulu song. It'll come on your screen. And straight thereafter, we'll ask then a dad, you can come up already and we can...
So, kulalelicule, mva kalokho, sengicela ubaba ukuthi asiphethele. Uthando luka baba.
And another thing, we have a thank you card for everyone. It's got a few photos on. When you leave, exit the door, please don't leave without a thank you. It's just from the family of Uncle Ernie.
Kusho ukuthi ma ungatholanga ilokhu okune nohlelo lo lukhona ikhadi lapha eminyango ikhadi lomndeni lokuthi nje siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nifike makuphunywa sesiyocela ukuthi nithole kuyispecial nje qhamuke emndenini.
Has been said.
Kuningi osekhulunyiwe.
And there is much food for thought.
Kuningi futhi umuntu asangahamba azindla cabange ngakho.
And it is good.
Okuyinto enhle le.
That we be not hearers only.
Kuhle ukuthi singabi ngabantu abezwayo nje kuphela.
But that we are doers of what the Lord wants us to do.
Kodwa kuhle siba ngabantu abakwenzayo lokhu uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi sikwenze.
I take it as a great honor.
Ngikwamukela ngithatha njengento eyigugu.
That I may stand here.
Nokuhlonipheka ukuba ngikwazi ukuma la.
In front of the coffin of my youngest brother.
Ukuba ngime phambi kwebhokisi lomfowethu omncane.
He was a tall man.
Bemude.
And he threw a tall shadow.
Futhi ngomthunzi omude futhi.
And we as a family.
Thina ke njengomndeni.
Many of us could enjoy and be blessed. Being under his shadow.
Iningi lethu thina njengomndeni kube mnandi ukuba sibe phansi komthunzi wakhe.
Many, many people were blessed by the shadow that tree that he was shed because the shadow was caused by the light of God.
Abaningi bajabulile bathokoza bethokozela lo mthunzi abe yiwo kubo bonke ngenxa ube umthunzi nje ube njengesihlahla eside umtho mude waba nomthunzi odalwe ukukhanya okuvela kuNkulunkulu.
So we wish Jenny, who has lost her husband,
siyamfisela kumama olahlekelwe ngumyeni wakhe,
the children and the grandchildren who have lost their father and their grandfather,
abantwana nabazukulu abalahlekelwe ngubaba wabo nomkhulu wabo.
They are in the valley of tears.
Kulesi sikhathi banenyembezi.
And may the Lord be with you in this time of sorrow and adjustment.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu ngaba nani kulesi sikhathi sokudabuka.
There are many that are praying for you.
Baningi abanikhulekelayo.
And we trust that the Lord will sustain and help you.
Siyakholwa ukuthi iNkosi izongcina insize.
Shall we pray?
Asikhuleke.
Lord Jesus.
Nkosi Jesu.
We thank you.
Siyabonga.
For your grace and mercy.
Ngomusa wakho nesihawu sakho.
Lord, there is so much that we have been blessed with.
Kuningi inkosi esesibusiseke ngakho.
Our brother has been a blessing to us.
Umfo wethu ube yisibusiso kithi.
The blessings you have blessed him with, Lord, have overflowed to us.
Izibusiso obumbusise ngazo zaze zachichima zachichimela kithi.
And we are blessed.
Futhi sibusisekile impela.
And we thank and praise you.
Siyakubonga, siyakudumisa.
Lord, we are going to take his earthly tabernacle.
Nkosi, sengathi ungaba nathi kuleli tabanakela lakulomhlaba.
Sizothatha leli tabernakele lakhe akaba kulona. We will go on the final journey.
Sizohamba lolu hambo lokugcina.
And we will take his tabernacle to its last rest.
Sithathe leli tabernakele kuba siyolibeka ekuphumuleni kokugcina.
We pray that you may continue and your grace be with us.
Siyacela ukuthi uqhubeke nathi
on the last part
kulengxenye
of this day
yalolu suku.
We thank you, Lord. Please remind us we will also have to cross the Jordan.
Siyabonga Nkosi, siyacela usikhumbuze ukuthi sisamelwe kuhamba size silwele iJordan.
And Lord, may we, when we cross the Jordan, be taken up through the gates of splendor.
Kwangathi ungasiza lapho silwela iJordan, uhambe nathi size siyongena ngamasango.
Into eternal glory.
Size singene enkazimulweni yaphakade.
Help us, Lord. He is now free from the limitations.
Sisize Nkosi, yena usekhululekile ekulileni.
Of the limitations of mind and body.
Nakulokho okuyimkhawulo yomphefu yomqondo nomzimba.
And he is in glory where it is marvelous.
Yena usesenkazimulweni emangalisayo.
And Lord, may our hearts stretch out for purity and clean garments.
Izinhliziyo zethu zingalulekela kulobo bumsulwa nasezingutsheni ezihlanzekileyo.
And may we Run after holiness.
Kwangathi ungasiza siphokophelele ukuba sifinyelele ebungcweleni.
Because your word says without that we will not see you.
Ngoba izwi lakho Nkosi liyasho ukuthi ngaphandle kokungcweliswa noma ngobukobungcwele singekubone wena.
We thank you, Lord, and we ask all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Siyakubonga Nkosi, sicela konke lokhu ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu.
Amen.
Amen.